Hi, and welcome to our service. If you're new here, you may be wondering who we are and what this church is all about. Well, the heart of the matter is this. We're a group of people doing our best to love God and love those around us. One of the ways we express this love is through worship, because our God is truly amazing. He created everything, great and small, and His love for us is incredible, powerful, and completely unconditional. We also spend time looking into His Word, the Bible, and receive practical teaching to guide us along His path in our everyday lives. But it doesn't end when the service is over. Throughout the week, we gather in groups to serve, pray, reach out to our community, and sometimes just to hang out and have fun. Life is full of challenges, and none of us are perfect. But we believe that's one of the reasons God has brought us together. We're all here to help and support each other through each step of life's journey, because nobody should have to travel alone. So thanks for joining us today. No matter who you are, we want you to know you are welcome.
Good morning, His Tabernacle. It's a privilege and an honor to be in the house of God today. We pray that you came in with a level of expectation, believing God for greater than He's ever done in your life before. It's when we have that level of expectation that the Holy Spirit meets us, rises to the occasion, and meets every desire of your heart. Glorious Heavenly Father, we decree and declare in the name of Jesus that you will set the captives free, that you will free the addicts in the name of Jesus, that you will heal the sick in the name of Jesus, that you will restore the mind in the name of Jesus. Father, that you will refresh us, that you will pour out the anointing upon us. Blow through this place in power, God. We desire to see your face and to be changed and transformed and renewed by you. We give you the glory in the name of Jesus. Can we give a shout of praise to God in this house? Amen.
How many of us know that God is good? Come on, give God a shout if you know that the Lord is good. Come on, give Him an even greater shout if you know that God is good. Hallelujah. Now let's sing this out. Sing, Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever.
Come on, it's easy. Just sing that out.
Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever.
Hallelujah.
Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever.
Sing, people from every nation.
People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship
for who you are.
Who you are.
Come on and sing it out. Sing, we worship you. You are good.
Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever.
Come on, guys. I want to hear you guys sing it. Sing it out.
Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever.
Come on, because He loves this.
Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever.
Sing, Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. People from every nation and tongue,
generation.
From generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship
for who you are.
Who you are.
Come on and sing it out. Sing, we worship you, God. Hallelujah.
We worship you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey.
Good.
You are good.
He's worthy. You're a matchless God. You're a good God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We worship you. Come on, guys. You guys know how to worship. You guys know how to praise. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So good to me.
Come on and sing that again. times you've healed me. Hallelujah. You've been better than good to me.
So many doors you've opened. So many ways you've made. So many times you've healed me.
You've been better than good. Come on.
So many doors you've opened. So many ways you made. So many times you've healed me.
You've been better than good to me.
So many doors you've opened. So many ways you made. So many times you've healed me.
Hey. Cause you've healed my body, Lord. Hallelujah. You set me free. Hallelujah. I worship you. You've been better than good to me. Just sing that one more time.
So many doors you've opened. So many ways you made. So many times you've healed me.
You've been better than good to me. You've been better than good to me. You've been better than good to me. Come on, sing that out. Sing. You've been better than good to me.
You've been better than good to me.
You've been better than good to me. You've been better than good to me. You've been better than good to me. You've been better than good to me. Cause you've been so good. Come on and sing that out.
You've been so good. You've been so good
to me.
To me.
Praise the Lord. Hasn't he been good? Amen. I just got to give a testimony. I've been giving it all week long. Rich, if you could just stand for just a second. Rich Blaha, he's a, when you hear his testimony, it's just a great time. I've given it so many times in church about, you know, him coming and making donuts with me. But he's had so many miracles. And he had a stroke and wasn't supposed to be able to talk, and God healed him. Pastor Dan went and prayed for him. God healed him. He had had another stroke, and I believe it was his hearing or one side of his face was struggling, and God healed him right in service. And it was not too long ago he came to me and he said, Pastor, the bottom part of my heart, they've checked it, is no longer working properly, and it's not good. And so we laid hands on him in the name of
Jesus.
It's not about a man. It's about Jesus loves to heal. Amen. So we went on a motorcycle ride this last week, and he said, I just wanted to tell you they had 65 pictures done around his heart, and his heart is working perfect now. So, amen. God is good. God is good. Listen, I don't know what your situation is, but I know Jesus is able. Amen. If you're sick in your body, you gotta be careful. A lot of people say, well, I've got this sickness and I've got that sickness. Well, if it's yours, you keep it. But the last I knew, Jesus took it on the cross. Can I hear an amen? There's nothing too big for our God. He loves to do miracles. God loves to heal bodies, loves to heal minds, loves to heal the broken hearts. Amen. And today, I don't know where you're at with God, but I know this. There's an anointing that's in the house. When Brother Alvin Slaughter comes and his bride Joy comes and they start sharing and doing as God leads them, you need to be able to be like that woman with the issue of blood. I want to remind you what she did. She wasn't invited to the meeting. She just decided, I'm going to get healed. She was bleeding for 18 years. Spent all of her money. She had nothing left. There was no more hope. But she said this, I heard about Jesus. And I heard that I heard that he heals and does miracles. So she did something that was illegal. We don't encourage illegal. But she did something illegal. She was not allowed to come into the presence of people without screaming, unclean, unclean, unclean. But the Bible says that as Jesus was on his way to Jairus' house, She wiggled in through the crowd, and she grabbed the hem of his garment. Now watch this. I want you to see. You can stop God from forward motion to turn to pay attention to you. What happened was this. The Bible says that the moment she touched the hem of his garment, virtue or power came out of his clothing. And it dried up her blood. Jesus stopped. When was the last time you had Jesus stop with you? Jesus stopped and said, "Who touched me?" And the disciples said, "What are you talking about, Jesus? Don't you understand? You're being thronged. There are people bumping on you all over the place." He said, No. Somebody touched me." You see, you can be in the presence and never touch him. Today, we are having a great opportunity. God's bless us, and we're going to be having Brother Alvin Slaughter and his wife, Joy, who has done missions in Haiti for many years. They're a team. They're going to start ministering in the Spirit. And you have a choice. You can be entertained or you can touch. I challenge you. I don't know what your need is, where you need your miracle, but touch. Jesus is in the house. And wherever Jesus is everything you need. Everything you need. So I want you to ask yourself, what do you need this morning? And I want you to start talking to Jesus right now. Just start telling him, "Lord, when Brother Alvin starts singing and that anointing starts to ascend in a strong way, God, I'm going to touch." Come on, tell him, "I'm going to touch. I'm going to touch." Extend your faith, and you'll find that God is going to meet you right where you're at. If you don't know Jesus today, I want you to know what's going to happen. God's Spirit's going to come on you. You're going to be convicted of your sin. And when we give the altar call, you're going to say inside, it's going to be like a tug of war. One side, you know, man, God's touching you. You know God wants you to be saved, but your flesh is going to be screaming, nope, don't give up. But today, I believe, God, you're going to give your heart to Jesus, and you're going to be changed forever. For when God comes in your life, you'll never be the same again. Amen? I said amen. On your way back to your chair, make sure you welcome at least 5 or 6 folks. Please don't be a snob this morning. Go find somebody you don't know, shake their hand and say, "Well, good morning. I'm expecting a miracle this morning from Jesus." Come on, get out of your chair. Go find somebody.
Yo, listen, do you understand how hard we work on our video announcements. So listen, sit down so you can watch these things, because we put so much time and effort and energy and focus into making these so you can listen and watch them and be captivated. Thank you.
What would happen if the people of God started handling money God's ways? You work too hard to get to the end of your life and have nothing to show for it.
This is my family's legacy that I'm talking about here. I've got to have a plan and be focused.
That knowledge that you pass down to your kids, that is how you change a family tree.
You change your life when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And you have that moment where you say, I've had it. I am not going to live like this anymore.
Why are we still watching this?
Really? It's not gonna be much longer.
You already know the Mets are gonna lose.
What are you talking about? They're not that far behind. They can come back.
They're gonna lose.
Just stop, seriously.
It's not like the Red Sox.
Over.
The Red Sox isn't playing. Turn the channel.
No, in this house we're watching the Mets. Are you needing the marriage encounter?
Because if you do, go Red Sox. We have the perfect encounter for you, September 27th through the 29th.
The total cost for the conference is $425. First deposit of $150 is due immediately. Make sure you sign up by going to PastorDan@HisTabernacle.com or seeing us in person. Make sure you sign up today.
We have a very special Sunday coming up on July 1st. It's called Friendship Sunday. This is going to be an opportunity for you to bring your friends, your family to church. The service is going to be all about friendship and the power that it has. So bring a friend on July 1st, and after both services, we're going to have an ice cream, or as Pastor would like to call it, salad social. We'll see you and a friend on July 1st.
Good morning, His Tabernacle. How y'all doing this morning? Come on, make some noise for your King of Kings and for the Lord of Lords. This is the day He has made. We're going to rejoice and we shall be glad in it. Amen. We're so excited you guys could join us for our 9 a.m. service. So thank you so much for coming out. If this is your first time ever coming to worship with us, can I just see your hands just kind of awkwardly like this and like all nice and high? Awesome. Come on, give it up for our first time guests. We're so excited you guys could worship with us. If you could just keep your hands up, we have a gift for you. Inside that packet, you find out some information about us. But most importantly, on this side of the building after our service, we have a guest reception for you. We love to meet you, have some free coffee, have some free pastries. We want to just get to know you, and you can get to know us a little bit more. Amen. So give us one more time for our first-time guest. We want to welcome our live stream family. Thank you so much for watching live stream. We want to pray for all the Red Sox fans, because Yankees are better. Amen. Hallelujah. There goes my job. I want to talk to you guys about two awesome things that we do here. First thing is called Next Steps. Say Next Steps. This is where after you've gotten saved, after you've gone through rock solid faith, we want you to grow in your walk with the Lord. So Tuesdays, every Tuesday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., we have a class that's called Family and Parenting. Yeah, it's not easy being a parent. It's not easy. But guess what? There is some phenomenal teaching that's been going on. My wife has rebuked me all week because of the stuff that she has learned from this class. I'm becoming a better dad, and you as well. You guys can grow in your family and in parenting. So I would love to see you this Tuesday. I'll be there. I want you guys to be there this Tuesday, 7 p.m. on this side of the building. We have Next Steps Family and Parenting. The second thing that we do here is called groups. Shout groups. If you're a small group leader, can you just jump up to your feet? All the small group leaders. Yeah, how awesome is that? If you are not involved in a group, I want you to tackle one of these. No, please stand up, Jody. Stay up, stand there. I want you to tackle one of these people, literally get after them after service and say, I want to join your group. We want to live life with you. Amen? Awesome. Thank you so much, small group leaders. Pastor Spencer.
Praise the Lord. We're going to be quick today because we want to make sure we give Brother Slaughter all the time that he and his bride needs. How many of you ready to give? Well, that wasn't exciting at all. I want to remind you that giving is such an exciting time of our walk with the Lord. When you've learned how to give, then you learn how to receive. You know, one great man of God said it this way. He said, one of the greatest flaws of the church is not that they don't like giving, but they've not learned yet how to harvest or receive. And I want to encourage you not just to be a giver, but to be a receiver. Some of you just love to give, and that's awesome. God will bless you. But man, you got to also allow people to sow back into you and give to you. So I want to encourage you, as we give today, not only just put it in that plate and say, thank you, God, for the ability to earn, but God, also, I make you the source of my life. I want to remind you, the Bible says you cannot serve two masters, God and mammon. The word mammon does not mean Satan. There is somebody stronger than Satan, and his name is mammon. It's called money. Many people serve money far more than they serve God. And I challenge you today to be a tither. Why is that? Because that is our declaration that I am putting my life. Now, I'll remind you, when you put your offering in the plate, you're not putting money in the plate. You're putting your life in the plate. Every one of us have given parts of our life throughout the week to give to an employer, and they gave us back greenbacks. And when we put our money in the plate, what you're actually saying is, I'm giving 10% of the life that I gave to somebody else back into the plate to declare, my God is my source. Amen? So if you're ready to give, stand to your feet with me this morning. Let's make our supernatural proclamation. How many believe the Bible is true? I said, how many of you believe the Bible is true? Then shout it out loud. If I obey, I'm blessed going in. And I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in my storehouse. And I'm blessed in my basket. Come on now, the blessings are going to chase me down. They're going to trip me up because I'm a child of God. I said, I'm a child of God. Then shout, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Come on and bless the Lord with your tithe and your offering. If you're watching on live stream, this is your moment. You can make sure you go right over and hit that button called give. I'm believing that you're going to sow, and you're going to sow big today. You're going to tithe. Maybe you've never tithed before. This is your day of breakthrough by giving to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We love you. Make sure you enjoy. Strap in. It's going to be a great service.
Your mercy endureth forever. Lord,
Most of you didn't see that, but Jay Parmer just put crew in the pail. You did that a few weeks ago. It's called baby dedication. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are so excited today. We are honored and blessed. And I really need you to know that. I want to remind you where we are. We're in Horse Heads, New York, in the middle of a cornfield. We have with us this morning an anointed, and this is the point. We don't want just speakers. We want people that carry the presence and the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Amen? We are blessed this morning to have an international, not just a national guy, not just somebody that pops in and off the records. This gentleman has been literally impacting my life since 1984. Seriously. When I went into Bible college, I used to always listen to Brother Alvin Slaughter with Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. And man, I still have a lot of his CDs. Well, I won't say CDs anymore, MP3s. But I love, when it's time to worship, I'll throw on Brother Alvin and I'll listen. And the presence of God will just flood the room. Today, we have an awesome opportunity. And I want to challenge you. As Brother Alvin comes and his wife Joy comes, I just want you to do what we do best at His Tabernacle Family Church, and that is suck every bit of anointing out of their life so they leave absolutely drained. Our goal is to make it so they're so tired when they leave because we've drawn so much out of them that they need a nap. Amen? How many of you draw on the Spirit? How many of you are going to say, God, I'm not going to just let them leave until I'm blessed? Amen. Let's welcome Brother Alvin Slaughter and his bride, Joy.
And who could ever be more faithful and true? See, I will trust in you. Is there anybody trusting in Jesus? Are you trusting in Jesus? My God,
there is a fountain.
He's a victorious warrior. He's the Lord of everything. He's our rock.
My rock, my shelter.
He's my very own.
Blessed Redeemer.
He reigns.
There is a fountain.
He is your king.
Who is the king?
He's your victorious warrior.
He's the Lord of everything.
tried him and I found he's my rock. Use my very own blessed Redeemer. He reigns. I want you to sing it with me this morning. It's real simple. It simply says this. There is a fountain. Who is a king? He's a victorious warrior. The Lord of everything. My rock, my shelter. My very own. Blessed Redeemer. Who reigns? Who reigns upon the throne? He reigns. Yes, he does. Woo! He reigns upon the throne. Hallelujah. So this morning, before we ask you for anything, God, we lift our voices, one united voice, and we sing this simple song. It simply says, the song, sing it with me. Sing. On his tabernacle, let's all sing it together. Sing. Yeah. Oh. For the Lord. You reign. You reign. You reign. Oh, sing. For the Lord, reign, Jesus, reign, Jesus, reign, sing. Like a mighty choir, lift your voice and sing. Holy, holy, Lord, you're holy, are you? Problems are. We are here to tell our problems how big our God is. Father, we have come into this place and we've gathered in your name to worship you. We come with different sets of circumstances. Some have been overwhelmed by life. Some have seen as though their prayers have not been answered. Some have come broken and wounded in their bodies and their spirit. But God, we declare today in the mighty name of Jesus, our hope and our trust is in you. You are perfect in all your ways. And today, Lord, we lift the name that's above every other name. The name that demons tremble at the sound of that name. And today we declare that everything that the devil has meant for bad, God will turn it around for our good as we sing. Holy, holy. Lord, you're holy.
Woo!
Worthy is you. For you, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Amen. Holy, holy, sing with me, sing. Are you Lord God Almighty? Sing it, church. Sing. Worthy. You sound beautiful. Sing. For you, you are holy, holy. Holy, holy. Oh. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of God. What a privilege it is to be here this morning and to worship God with you, to Pastors Michael and Rhonda Spencer, and to all of you, this incredible worship team, sound, Kevin, the band, and all of you. We've never been to Horseheads. I had never heard of Horseheads, but I'll never forget Horseheads. Here's a little song, one of my favorite songs. It simply says this. It says, your eyes on the sparrow, your grace comforts me. From the ends of the earth to the depths of my heart, let your mercy and strength be seen, oh my God. You call me to your purpose as angels understand. For your glory, may you draw men as your love and grace demands, and I will run to your words of truth. For it's not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God, and I will race till I see your face. Oh, let me live in the glory of your grace. You call us to your purpose as angels understand. So this morning, for your glory, may you draw men as your love and grace demands. Do you know it? And I will run to your words of truth. Yeah, for it's not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God. Church, we must run the race till we see your face. Oh, let me your grace. Help me sing it if you know it. I will run to you, sing. And I will run to your words of truth, to your words. For it's not by might, it says,
not by might, not by power, not by, but by the Spirit of God. That's by the Spirit. Ooh, and I will run the race till I see your face. Oh, let me live in the glory of your grace. Jesus. And I will run to you. To your words of truth. For it's not by might, no. And it's not by power. It's by the Spirit of God. And I will run the race till I see. And I will to your words of truth, to your words. Oh, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God. And I will run the race, yeah, yeah, till I see your face. Oh, let me live in the glory. Oh, let me live in the glory. Please let me live in the glory of your grace. Yeah. To be here. Joy and I, we do a lot of morning services, like 9 o'clock in the morning. How many of you are morning people? Let me see your hand. I don't even like morning people. But in the presence of God, there's fullness of joy. In his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. And such a privilege to be here, Pastor Spencer, Sister Spencer. They call you Michael, Pastor Ronder, Bishop Ronder, Pastor, I'm not sure how. But either way, it's a privilege to be here to your family and to all the family of God. Thank you so much for allowing Joy to be here. Joy is originally from Canada. She's a Canadian, eh? And I'm from New York. You know what I'm saying? From New York City. How you like me now? And so we're always arguing over which country is better, which team is better. I think we know. Anywho. But we're glad to be here. Joy grew up in an Amish, well, her parents, grandparents were Amish, and then they became Mennonite, so they were very quiet, a conservative kind of family. I grew up in Brooklyn. We weren't as quiet as they were. We did things a whole lot of difference. I grew up in a black Baptist church that turned Pentecostal on me. We went from being quiet in our sweet seats to swinging from the chandeliers and throwing the babies up in the balcony. Our services lasted for everlasting to everlasting. Sunday morning service started at 11 and ended around 2:45. Afternoon service started at 3 o'clock. And it ended about 7:20. Only problem with that, evening service had already started at 7 o'clock. And when I started traveling years ago, I went from there and I went to a church called Brooklyn Tabernacle. I was there for 10 years in the church, in the choir. And then I started traveling in 1990, which seems like years ago, which it was. In 1990, I remember, you know, going to different churches, and I would go to churches where they would sing very proper. They would sing songs like Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I mean, it was very different where I grew up. Preacher would come out with a long black robe, the biggest King James Bible you can find, because any other version was a perversion. He grabbed the microphone. He said, Deacon Williams. I believe there's a Deacon Williams in every black church. And it wasn't Williams, it was Williams. And the deacon would go, yeah. He said, why don't you sing Amazing Grace? And the whole church would go, yeah. All right, you missed a good opportunity right there. And the whole church would go, yeah. No, you didn't. From Brooklyn, what you doing? The deacon would grab the microphone and fix his face ugly, because you got to get ugly when you're singing for God. The worship team, way too pretty. Y'all just pretty people. But you got to get ugly when you're singing for God. You've got to come out with a towel when you're singing for Jesus. He grabbed the microphone, fix his face ugly. He said, he said, Amazing Grace. Some of y'all been there. He'd say, how, and the church would go, how. Can we rehearse that for next time? He'd say, how? They did it. That's why we had 6-hour services. It took 3 hours just to sing Amazing Grace. But I sing because I'm happy, and I sing because I'm free. And I pray this morning, in our time together, we got to cut it short. But I told the pastor, I'm going to get everybody out of here by 4 o'clock, and I promised him that. Not a minute past. I'm just kidding. My wife Joy, is the best thing that's ever happened to me. And she started a missionary organization back about 20-some-odd years ago in Haiti. And God used her to bring she founded 5 churches. She's the bishop and overseer. I'm married to a bishop and an overseer. How you like me now? And raised up young people, sent a lot of young people through her organization, sent them to school. A lot of them became nurses. Two elementary schools, a trade school for over 1,000 people that would learn education by day and learn a skill at night. A homeless shelter, worked with senior citizens. Just absolutely amazing what God has done and done in her life. And when I go to Haiti with her, she's like a rock star. I mean, she's white Canadian, but she speaks perfect Haitian Creole. And it's the funniest thing. We arrive at Port-au-Prince Airport, which is the scare. Anybody here from Haiti? Haiti? Good. Oh, really? It did scare me, though. Port-au-Prince Airport was very scary to me. Very scary. Because I think everybody's a kidnapper, right? So I'm from New York City, so, you know, we look at everybody, right? So I'm saying, so as soon as we land at the airport, all the people come. They call her Madame Joie. Miss Joy, Madame Joie! Madame Joie! And she goes, just hugging and kissing and jumping up and down. Meanwhile, they don't know me. So I play security. I'm security. What you looking at? So all of a sudden, here comes another guy. Madame Joie! It's jumping up and down. And they're having a good time speaking Creole. The customs guys know her. Everybody know her there and stuff. all of a sudden this guy comes over to me because he sees me with her. And I think he thinks that I'm a Haitian that graduated the food program, you know. So he says to me, I don't know anything. So I just go, yabba dabba doo, yabba dabba doo. And he's out of there. Would you welcome my wife, Joy Slaughter? Come on, baby. Here and now, I promise to love faith. You shouldn't be singing secular songs in church, baby. We shouldn't be doing that.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. How many of you came this morning with a desire burning down deep in your heart? How many of you have had that desire for years and God has not yet answered that prayer? You know, sometimes we've had desires maybe from the time we were little children. And as we grow up, we keep praying about it. And if you're like me, you even try to work it out on your own. And it flops. And I had this desire from the time I was a little girl. And I kept praying about it, seeking God. I went through different seasons. I tried to work it out on my own. It flopped. And one day I said, God, I'm tired of carrying this. I'm giving up this dream. I'm giving up this desire. I'm laying it down. And I just forgot about it. I started delighting myself in the Lord, like Psalm 37:4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He'll give you the desires of your heart. And one day I woke up and realized God answered my prayer. Amen. From the time I was a little girl, I always wanted to adopt a black baby. But I forgot to tell God what size. But you know, God does things different than us. God's ways are higher than our ways. And how God does things in our lives is totally different. It's much better than the way we would work it out. Because I have never yet had to change his diaper. Some of you came this morning and you're praising God. You're smiling. You've got on your best Sunday face to be in the public. You're worshiping God. Life looks grand. It looks grand in here. It looks grand on Facebook. But some of you have broken pieces. Some of you are walking through different seasons of pain in your life. Some of you have a very broken past. Some of you have a very broken present. And you're saying, God, in your quiet moments, you're saying, God, I don't even know how you could use such a broken person like me. And you keep replaying the video of your past, the video of what you're going through. And that's your focus. And you're like, God, I look at this person and their life is together, but mine is a life of broken pieces. And God, I don't ever see how you could work in me and use me for your glory. There's a little verse, a nursery rhyme that says, Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, and Humpty Dumpty had a great fall, and all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. And some of you might be sitting here today feeling like, God, there's no way you can put everything back together in my life. You can't make my life perfect the way I dreamed it would be because there's so much water under the bridge, so much brokenness in my past. And my life will never be the way I dreamed it would be. But you know, I want to read you a scripture because we all have strengths. And when we feel strong, we feel God can use us because we're strong, we're confident. But you know, when you use your strengths, that's wonderful, but that's you showing up. When you're weak and God flows through you in those broken areas, that's when God shows up. And I want to read you a scripture because we all want to feel strong, and there's nothing wrong with that. We all want to feel confident. We all, you know, we all have egos. In 2 Corinthians 12:9-10, it says, and he said unto me, he says unto Paul, My grace is sufficient for thee. I read this to you today. The Lord is saying to you, my grace is sufficient for thee, for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory, I'm going to glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. So I'm going to glory in my weaknesses, my troubles, my tribulations. I'm going to glory in that because that's when the power of God rests upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure. I'm going to take pleasure in my infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong because of Christ. Our strength is not in ourselves. In fact, we are stronger at our weakest point because that is when Christ's power can work most through us. Our weaknesses are something to treasure. We need to treasure them because they give us the chance to see God show himself in our lives in only the incredible ways he can. I've got a lot of broken pieces in my life, a lot. And many times and seasons when I've been discouraged, I'm like, God, how could you use me? But you know, God showed me a picture of a clay vase, and it's perfect, bought in perfectly from the store. It's perfect. It's created perfect. There's no holes. And if you put a candle in that clay pot, a little bit of light will come out of the top. But then you have a clay pot that's missing broken pieces because clay breaks easily, and there's pieces missing throughout that clay pot. And when you put a candle inside that clay pot with all the holes, the light shines out everywhere and makes a beautiful mosaic design on the wall. And that's Christ in us. We could be that perfect clay pot, and Christ can shine out a little bit at the top, a little bit of light. But when you are broken, the Lord can shine out through all of those broken areas and give beauty for ashes. He can give a garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. And it's his strength that's flowing out through us. Brokenness does three things in our lives. Brokenness teaches us empathy and compassion for what a hurting world is going through. Jesus came down to earth and walked through so many things so he could have compassion on us, so he could understand us. It also keeps us humble because we need to remain humble if we're truly going to work for the Lord. And the third thing brokenness does is give us a great awareness of our need for God. So this morning, if you're broken, I want you to not live in that broken place, but I want you to let the Spirit of God flow through you to a hurting world. Because, you know, even though all the king's horses and all the king's men can't put you back together again the way you thought, God can do amazing things in your life. Things you never, ever, ever thought about. He can give you those desires of your heart in ways that your mind can't even imagine. He brings divine connections. He brings divine appointments to your life. And they show up when you're least expecting it. And God wants to use you this morning, but you're focused on your weakness. But God wants you to launch out. He wants you to step out in your weakness and let him flow through you. Because God can never bless what you haven't started doing. God cannot bless what you have not started doing. Faith always requires you take the first step. If you don't take that first step, it's not going to happen because that first step activates your faith and something supernatural will happen. Because now God meets you at your point of your need and at the point of your faith. And he will do great things in your life. So this morning, I just want to encourage you. Let that light shine through all the broken areas of your life. God doesn't waste anything. He doesn't waste any of those pieces. He will plant you in front of people who need to hear your story. He will plant you in people's lives who have no hope, and your story will give them hope. Because you, just like the stories in the Bible were written, God worked in the middle of so many messes. That's where he shows up. He shows up in the middle of a mess because you know why? He wants the glory. And when things are too perfect, we get the glory. But God wants the glory in our lives. The times I thought God used me the most because I felt like God used me, those weren't the times God really used me. The times I found out later where God really used me was when I made mistakes, I messed up, but my heart was turned towards God. When God called me to the mission field, I had no real financial backing. All I had in my hand was a piece of paper and a pen. And every day on the mission field, I would write stories, handwrite stories, 18 hours a week, just to people I knew, friends, family, and I would write stories about Haitian people, and I would mail the letters home. And one day, my father had given me a couple of addresses to add to my list. And one day, I sent out a story about a family who needed a house. And I didn't know what I was doing. I still don't know what I'm doing, to be honest. But I wrote this story about this family who needed a house. And I needed $4,000. I didn't ask for it. I just said, you know, please pray that somehow we can find money to build them a home. And later on, when I was back in Canada for a little bit of a time, just going home for a rest, I got a call on the phone from a man. And he said, "Are you Joy?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "Well, you know, I got a letter from you, and I opened it, and I read it. But then I realized you mailed it to the wrong address. And I'm sorry that I opened the letter. I shouldn't have. I should have looked at the address first, but I did open it. I read it. And my wife and I read the letter. And if it's okay, we'd like to give $4,000. I said, "Sure." So I made a mistake. I made a mistake. As I kept sending them reports and I added them to my little list, you know, the next year they trusted me more and they gave me $10,000. The next year this family gave me $20,000. The next year they gave me $50,000. And from this one mistake I made, in the last 5 years of my ministry, they gave me $250,000 a year. So what I'm saying to you this morning is you don't have to know what you're doing. You really don't. I could tell you story upon story because I, a lot of times, don't know what I'm doing. But when you step out, God will use you and he will show up and he will get the glory and you will stand amazed at what the King of Kings and Lord of Lords can do in your life and how he can take all that brokenness, all those pieces, and give beauty for ashes and make your life beautiful and perfect the way he wants. God bless you this morning. I pray you'll go home encouraged. I just want to share it one more miracle before. Yeah? No, I'm not going to talk about the earthquake. I would, but that's a big, long story. That's a whole hour-long story. I just wanted to share a little miracle with you this morning, if that's okay. How many of you believe in miracles? And God puts broken pieces back together. Now, I woke up this morning. I didn't even share this with my husband yet. So you're the first people to know. We are expecting. We are expecting that when you leave here today, that God is going to do something amazing in your life, and that you won't leave here like you came, but you're going to go home with the joy of the Lord birthed in your heart, and you are going to leave this place forgetting about your problems, forget that which was behind, and you're going to look at the future in a new way, and you're going to take that step of faith, and God's going to meet you right where you are. God bless you.
Would you give Jesus a great praise today? You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great, yeah. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Do you believe that today? We got to go, but before we leave, I didn't know Joy was going to go that way, but before we leave, I want you to know that there is no pit so deep that God's love is not deeper still. And when we look at our own lives, we can't believe what God has done and what God is continuing to do. And in your life, you have no idea the plans that God has for you. In a million years, if you would have told me that I'd be standing here in Horseheads, New York, that I would have went out to dinner last night with Pastor Michael and Pastor Rhonda. Did I tell you about last night what happened? Pastor Michael ordered so much food to the table for himself that it was embarrassing. He had chicken, veal parmesan, all kinds of pastas. I was so embarrassed. I thought he was going to order a pizza from the pizza place to come to the restaurant after a while. As for myself, I just had a small garden salad and some lemon water. That's it. Forgive me, Lord, for lying in church. But God wants to do awesome things in your life, but it takes a step of faith. When I launched out in ministry in 1990 and 1989, I went bankrupt and lost everything I had. How could God use a loser? How can God use a guy who is bankrupt? And in 1990, I have no idea. I know nothing about music. I don't know a G from an X flat. I can hear music. I can hear notes. I can teach it, but I can't read it. And who would have thought that God would have launched us into ministry now for 30 years? I wanted to be an accountant, but I'm glad God didn't answer that prayer because I'm only good with numbers for about 10 minutes. After that, I'd make up stuff. If I was your accountant, we'd both be in jail right now. Don't sit back on the things that God has given into your heart, that God has deposited in your spirit. Even now, Joy and I are venturing out on some new things, and it's scary. But that's okay. Scary's not bad. We both came from broken relationships. I don't talk about that a lot. When you go through a broken relationship, it's pure hell many times. It's hell. Never thinking that God could give me exceeding and abundantly above what I could ask or think. I promise you he'll do it for you because Ephesians 3 and 20 says that our God is able to do exceeding and abundantly above. The question is, what do you choose to believe? Do you choose to believe what you see on the news, that we're going to hell in a handbag? Either way, guess what? For me to live is Christ and to die is gain. I can't lose. When I thought I had cancer 3 years ago and I was given a sentence, guess what? My brother died of cancer 2 years ago. My other brother died in January this year. My other brother died. My father had 3 or 4 different forms of cancer. My mother died. She had cancer 20 years ago, so I had a death sentence on my head. And I don't know why I didn't have any fear. Joy and I, we kept traveling around the world, Africa. We've been to Africa 13 times in the last few years. And even though there was a death sentence on my head, I decided for God I'll live and for God I'll die. I don't have time to tell the story, and I'm only singing part of the song. I don't have time to tell the story. But when I was supposed to go, they thought they got all the cancer off my face, and then we're going to send me to Roswell. My dermatologist wanted me to go to Roswell to check my neck, because he thought I have cancer in my neck and different parts of my body. And I came back from Africa, and my surgeon called and said, listen, you don't have to come
because we thought it was cancer, but it really is not. I said, really? I said, yeah. So I called my dermatologist and said, hey, I just heard from the surgeon. He said, I don't have to go to Roswell tomorrow. He said, I don't have cancer. My dermatologist said, you do have cancer. I don't know what he's talking about. You need to go to Roswell tomorrow because what you have is almost a form of what Jim Kelly, the football player, had. You better go. I've been practicing for 20 years. I've only seen two black people who have what you have. You need to go. So I called the surgeon back and say, hey, doc, I just spoke to my dermatologist. He said that I have to go, that I still have cancer. The surgeon said, you don't have cancer. I have the report. You don't have to go. I said, could you do me a favor? Can you call my dermatologist? Y'all talk it over. Call me back and tell me whether I got it or not. Dermatologist called me and said, listen, I don't know what to say to you. I didn't have this latest report from Roswell after they checked your specimen. What you have mimics cancer. It acts like cancer. It's one in a million, but you never had cancer. You don't have to go. Don't you let the devil intimidate you. Don't let him make you think that you're some kind of a loser. God is on your side. If you believe it, shout yes. I prophesy this song over everybody. I wasn't going to do it, but I prophesy this song over every person who's dealing at a crossroads, who's overcome by life. I come to tell you, today is an emancipation proclamation for you. Listen. Sometimes we hold on a little longer than we should. Letting go can be hard, but it's sometimes for our good. The fear of what's ahead sometimes makes us fall behind. We can see the times are changing, but pretend that we're so blind. You'll never really know just what the future holds, but we know God holds us in his hand. So now by faith, we must climb into the boat and follow his command. Launch out into the deep. Let your faith take you somewhere that you've never been before. Launch out into the deep. Let your faith make you fly. Let your faith make you soar. Launch out into the deep. It's time to wake up and make our dreams come true. Because time is always moving and it will not wait for you. The fear inside your mind can quench the fire in your heart. Yeah, sometimes where you end is where God wants to start. It's never easy when you're walking out by faith. Everything seems so different and new, yeah. But if we only learn to see through eyes of faith, we would see life in a different view. Oh, yeah, let your faith take you somewhere that you've never been before. Let your faith make you fly. Let your faith make you soar. Oh, launch out, launch out. Listen, so much for you awaiting. So stop procrastinating. Close your eyes. Just take a leap. So this morning I prophesy.
launch out into the deep. Let your faith take you somewhere you've never been before. Yeah, yeah. Let your faith make you fly. Let your faith make you soar. Tabernacle, launch out into the deep. In Jesus' name we believe. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Wow. Come on. Let's just God thank God for Brother Slaughter, Sister Joy. Father, we thank you so much for their lives. We thank you, Father, for the deposit this morning at His Tabernacle Family Church. Now, as you all know, we're great sowers in this house, and having him here is a tremendous honor. And this is a time when you have the opportunity, and I want to ask you to ask the Holy Spirit what he would have you sow into the Slaughters. You know what I love so much about them is many people don't realize, maybe you don't realize, how international they really are. Coming to a church here is very rare. We're honestly honored and blessed. And I just want to make sure they don't ever come and say, this is where I know they're great folk. They don't come and say, well, you know, I'll come if you pay me such and such amount of money. It is whatever God lays on your heart, we'll just believe God with you. So this morning, we're going to ask you to sow into this ministry. Just before you do that, I want to remind you that you need Jesus. That what you're sensing today is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. What is the anointing? The anointing is the power of God. Some of you are stuck in your sin. Some of you have never accepted Jesus as your Savior, and today is your day. Today, you get the opportunity to become a son or a daughter of God. Have your sins washed away, and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that if you take your last breath, you'll know you'll see Him face to face. There's no greater honor. And so today, we're going to ask you to prepare your offering as God's Spirit speaks to you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, whatever you would have us give, whatever you would ask us to sow into the Slaughter's ministry, God, we thank you that they could go, Lord, to churches like our size and, Lord, continue to do things overseas. Father, we thank you that you have sent them to us, that, Lord, they laid a deposit. Now we can give a deposit. So, Lord, whatever you lay in our spirit, we'll simply obey you in Jesus' name. Now ask the Holy Ghost what he would have you give. And this is what we're going to do. I'm going to have Mindy, you'll come on over here. If you would like to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we want to pray with you. We know that Christ will change your life in an instant. This is not religion. You're not joining a church. You're not joining a religion. It's about you knowing God, not just about God, but knowing God. And that's a change. So if you are not right with the Lord and you want to be right with Jesus, when everyone comes to bring their offering to Jesus, I'd like you just to come right over here and stand right here with Mindy. And we're going to pray with you, encourage you, strengthen you. Make sure that before you leave this building, if Jesus, the trumpet of God, sounds, you don't have to worry about being left behind. You're going to know you're going to go. Amen? Are you ready to give? Father, we just speak blessing over this church. We speak blessing over the Slaughters. Lord, thank you for, Lord, the decades of investing into the house of the Lord. God, thank you for how and what they have done in my life, God, all the way since 1984. God, we thank you that those deposits, we're gonna give a return. Holy Spirit, whatever you tell us to give, we'll be obedient. Lord, no question, no thought. And Lord, we just speak blessing over the rest of our day. Lord, let us enjoy our family. Let us enjoy your presence. Lord, let us reflect on the message that Sister Joy shared in Jesus' name. God, even though we seem to be broken and given up hope on ourselves, you have never given up on us. And we love you and honor you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Why don't you come bring your offering to the Lord? If you need to get right with God, meet Mindy right down here, right in the front, right now, real quick. Separate out of your seat. Come on down front.